Here now covering the East-West Shrine Game, the West team practice 11-on-11. I'm Fran Duffy here with NFL Draft Insider Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. And Tony, we're here watching the offense versus the defense. Brandon Doughty at quarterback here for the West squad as he hands off. What have you seen so far from Doughty as we look at the finish of this run here? Doughty, obviously one of the more heralded quarterbacks at this game. What have you seen so far from number 12 from Western Kentucky?
Yeah, great stats in college, but, you know, is he a product of the system? He doesn't have a very strong arm, and what I've noticed the past 2 days is when he tries to put extra speed on the throws, they're usually high of the mark. They come out of his hands funny. The ball wobbles. We want to see him throw the ball downfield more, see his ball speed, see his accuracy. That is the big question mark, and it's a question that has yet to be answered.
Sure, no question about it. Well, now let's focus in here with Doughty on the sideline. Oregon quarterback Vernon Adams is now in the shotgun and pistol set here from the West offense as he has a play fake and rolls to his right. Yeah. Nice play here. Incomplete pass. Nice play here from the safety from Wisconsin, Michael Caputo, one of the hard-hitting safeties here for the West team. Talk about Caputo and what you've seen from him so far this season.
Yeah, Caputo basically was a linebacker at Wisconsin, but he's got safety size. He's a smart, instinctive kid. Doesn't have the great measurables for any position, but I think if you're going to use a traditional strong safety, he's a guy that you're going to consider in the later rounds.
So now as we wait for the next play here to start, I want to focus here, Tony, on number 45, the linebacker Devondre Campbell, who's just towering there in the middle of the field, especially next to Utah's Gianni Paul there. But what have you seen from Campbell? Obviously a very intriguing player because of his size and his athleticism.
Well, he's number 46, just to correct so the viewers will know. he is one of the better space linebackers in this draft. I mean, he's very underrated. What I mean is he's not a great pass rusher, although he can rush the passer, but you watch the amount of area he covers. You watch the way he covers backs and tight ends off the line of scrimmage. He can go sideline to sideline. He gets great depth. You see him there with good knee bend, uses his hands well to protect himself. It kind of bit on the play action pass there on the ball fake, got a little bit too anxious making his move up the field, so we didn't get to see him do what he does best.
No question about it. And a guy that certainly is comfortable moving in reverse now as we wait for the next play here. But just a very interesting group of players here on this West squad. I think we can agree that the East might have a little bit more talent, but certainly some intriguing players. And now when we look at the defensive line, you've got Corey Johnson from Kentucky, a local area kid actually from Pennsylvania. What have you seen from Corey Johnson as he transitions now into the defensive tackle spot here for Kentucky?
He's an imposing-looking figure. I mean, he's got the size. He's taller than most of the linemen. He's wider than most of the linemen. He's got to just do a little bit better job using his hands and technique to get off blocks because in one-on-one situations, once he's blocked, he stays blocked. As you saw right there, he's turned from the play by number 72, Marcus Henry of Boise State, who's, you know, a free agent type of prospect. He's got to learn to use his size to his advantage on an every down basis and do the little things well.
Sure, no question. Now, let's look at the safety position. Obviously, a position that Eagles fans are always interested in. Number 26, R.J. Williamson here from Michigan State, was one of the leaders for the Spartans defense. What do you know about Williamson?
Highly rated coming into the year. He suffered an injury towards the beginning of the year and missed a good part of the season. I mean, he is a vicious hitter. He's more of a zone safety as opposed to your traditional free safety, although he is lining up at free safety there. He's a guy that if somebody comes over the middle, comes in his vicinity, they better watch out.
As we see here, a handoff from Vernon Adams here as the runner gets into the open field, and Williamson ends up getting over to help make the stop and get him out of bounds there. Where do you see Williamson as he falls into this draft class at the safety position? Do you feel like he's a day three pick? Does he have any chance of sliding into the latter part of day two?
Well, got to see how his medicals turn out and how he works out at the combine or during pro day. See, that's the thing why I said he's more of his own safety. He doesn't have that great lateral speed, but when the plays come at him, he's a hard hitter. He's the type of guy that if a team takes a chance on him in the seventh round, maybe he makes as an eighth defensive back and is going to have to earn his wage on special teams.
Well, that will wrap up our 11-on-11 action here from the West Side practice here in St. Petersburg. We'll be back for more here at the Shrine Game.